This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Glad you dropped by. Welcome to Plainly a Music Rabbit Hole, a half-hour program of musical connections for you to work out. Hello. Well, we made it to the other side. It's 2022. I hope you're well, and long may you stay well. In this, the January quiz, I'm going to ask you to work out what the link is between each piece of music. And that's not all. I also want you to try to work out which decade each track was released in. I've kept it down to just two decades, and they are consecutive. So to recap, what do all the tracks have in common? And which two consecutive decades were these pieces of music released in? The first track we're going to listen to has been recorded quite a number of times, but the most successful was actually doubly successful. You see, the first time it was released, it got to number 53 in the US charts, but 7 years later, and by then into the next decade, it was re-released, and this time made it to number 39. Here are the Viscounts with Harlem Nocturne. The next track was composed and performed by Herbie Hancock, the 81-year-old American jazz keyboard player. He has had a long, illustrious career, worked with many of the best musicians in a range of genres, won awards, and composed at least four works which are considered jazz standards. We're going to listen to one of those now. It's called Cantaloupe Island. Fleetwood Mac have existed, albeit with shifting personnel, for over 50 years. Indeed, recently our very own Neil Finn has become a member. But the song we're going to hear was originally released when the band included Peter Green, who also wrote this, Fleetwood Mac's only UK number one singles hit, Albatross. The next song is not called Red River Valley, though often it does go by that title. But this version, which is one of the most popular renditions, is called Red River Rock and is performed by Johnny and the Hurricanes. Thank you. Next, we have a song that was written in one decade, but didn't become a hit until just into the next decade. Walk, Don't Run was written and recorded by Johnny Smith. Many years later, when Smith was awarded the James Smithson Bicentennial Medal for his contribution to music, one of the citations included, quote, "The genius of Walk, Don't Run." Let's hear a short segment. It's been recorded by a few well-respected musicians, but the most popular version was released by the Ventures just 6 years after Johnny Smith. It was only Elvis Presley with It's Now or Never which stopped the Ventures getting the number one spot. Notice that some of these songs are quite short? I think that says something about the two decades in question. Indeed, I might manage to get two more tracks in, which is great because they're two of my favourites from this genre and time period. What's not to like? Cool name, Duane Eddy, a twangy guitar, and an uplifting tune. Sadly, though, Duane Eddy died at the height of his career when he was only 21. He was the victim of a road accident while working in Britain. An odd fact here, a police cadet attending the incident was David Holman. He later became famous, well, at least in Britain, as Dave D, a member of the band Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Presumably that's a piece of trivia that you'll never use. Why don't we listen to some music instead? Here is Because They're Young. Telstar is the name of a whole series of satellites which have been put into space over many decades. The first two, however, were as a result of collaboration between various international companies and NASA. Even though they were experimental, the potential for changing telecommunications grabbed the public's imagination. The English band, the Tornadoes, wrote and recorded Telstar, and it was a number one hit in 5 or 6 countries. It's another uplifting tune. I think we need all the uplift we can get at the moment. Down, here are the solutions to the quiz. The common element which all the songs shared was, of course, that they were all instrumentals. I'm not sure why it is, but instrumentals seem particularly popular in the 1950s and 60s, and that's the two decades in question. Just 3 songs we listened to were released in the 1950s. Harlem Nocturne by the Viscounts, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, both of which were released in 1959, and Walk Don't Run by Johnny Smith, released in 1954. All remaining tracks are from various parts of the 1960s. I hope you enjoyed all the music today, and that will encourage you to come back next month, round about the third week of each month. My name is Jane Pearce, and this is Plainly a Music Rabbit Hole. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.